hello, what's up? This is Marshall, also known as Complex, in the hip-hop circles of PlexHop.com. Just starting up a new podcast, trying again. I've done many false starts with different types of podcasts, music podcasts, and art. I don't think I've tried an art podcast per se yet, but I love podcasts, and I make hip-hop music, and I make, I'm working on my first comic book, so I make comics, I guess, but I've always drawn way before I even knew much about music or got into music at all, like nursery school. I was like, knew I wanted to be an artist. I knew I wanted to be creative. And then, you know, my art took the back seat for a little while after high school. I just got into the music a lot more, making beats, making raps, going out doing old shows here and there. And some other things were very distracting also. You know, I was also learning things, trying to figure out what I'm going to do for work. I was also, a big part of my life was my faith. You know, I was learning about what I believe, you know, in the Bible and stuff, reading that a lot. And, you know, that was a big part of my life and still is. You know, and so somehow, you know, art took the back seat for a long time, but luckily, you know, I started getting into podcasts, you know, a few years ago, and I meandered on over to a few different podcasts. Can't remember what was the first one. I think about that a lot. I wonder what was the first podcast I ever listened to. I want to say maybe the CD Baby DIY podcast. That or Sphere of Hip Hop music podcast. I can't remember for sure, but those are two good podcasts, music related, obviously. And, you know, that got me into things. And then I slowly started to get into other stuff. And I got into, I think it was Javiland, Javier Hernandez's podcast. There was that, and there was Idiot Engine with Ted Secco. There was a lot of them. And eventually, I also had Mini Comics Dump Truck was a big one that I was really started to get into. But I got into it, like, when it was almost already done, unfortunately. But that was with Kevin Cross. And then somehow, I mean, all those podcasts are interrelated, and you know, they mention each other a lot. And eventually I caught on to Art and Story podcast, which I don't know why, but I think that one came a little later for me. And when I found Art and Story podcast, I was you know, I was pretty blown away. I really have always loved comic books. I didn't read it so much. I'm not your typical, like, dude who, like, you know, gets all the issues of Batman, really into Batman and, like, Superman and, you know, X-Men and stuff. I mean, I had some of those comics, but what really hooked me into comic books was the art. I just love the art, and I just saw so much potential in comic books. And I just knew immediately, like, a lot of creative things I see, even stupid things, like, I don't know, just things that crafts and stuff I see, like, on Etsy and stuff like that. Whenever I see art or anything creative, I want to do it too. And I don't know why, I just love everything creative, it seems like. And so yeah, I mean, the art really hooked me into comic books, and, you know, I was reading the comic books too and getting into it, but I didn't really feel that connected with hardly any of the stories. It just seemed like a lot of mishmash, and Like, I was reading X-Force. I loved Rob Liefeld. That was probably, that was the actually the first comic I got into was X-Force 1. And then, I mean, I was into comics earlier than that, but not, I really got into them once I started getting into that. And then I was introduced to Todd McFarlane, and I started buying all the old Spider-Mans. And this was right when Image was just about to jump off. And, you know, I just got everything from Image at that time. I was trying to collect, like, everything. And, you know, I was into Sam Keith. Wills Portacio was my favorite for a long time. Jim Lee, you know, Mark Silvestri, all these guys. You know, I just went, what I did was I collected comics for artists. I literally would go back into the old Spider-Mans and get everything Eric Larson, everything, you know, Todd McFarlane, all that stuff. Everything I could find by these artists, I would get. And I would read the books, but nine times out of ten, the, you know, sorry to say, but the stories sucked, you know? Or they just weren't that great, you know? They just didn't hook me, you know? And I always thought that was bad, you know? I always was sad, I don't know, sad about that. I was always, like, not happy or satisfied, I should say, with that. I always thought that it would be much better to combine the good art with the good story. And back then, if it didn't have good art, I didn't want to read it. So, you know, I pretty much didn't see much, read much comics with good story. I did get into Hellboy a little bit, and, you know, Sin City I got into. Way before, you know, the movie and all that stuff. And I did like Sin City, and the art was appealing. Not necessarily my style, but it was appealing. So, you know, there was a few gems in there, here and there. But nowadays, I mean, the artists on almost all the comics are absolutely magnificent. I mean, I know a lot of people, you know, talk about the over-rendering of colors and the over-rendering of line and trying to put tons of detail and all that stuff. Like a lot of people don't really like that. They don't like the fact that a lot of their beloved comic characters got dark and, you know, messed up past and you know, the way they wrote things into all these characters, you know, really kind of messed up the core essence of some of these characters. But I didn't, you know, I wasn't brought up reading those core characters, so it didn't affect me so much. But I do see how that could really kind of turn you off to mainstream comics. And honestly, I'm way more into independent stuff now anyways, and I love all kinds of different art and stuff. But I will say that the comics of these days, I mean, the art is many times amazing. Even if it's a little over-rendered or whatever, you know, I'm a, you know, a fan of all kinds of art. Even if it's not perfect. I mean, I still, you know, people hate Rob Liefeld. It's like, they hate Rob Liefeld more than they hate, like, I don't know, like, people who do horrible things sometimes, it seems like. And, you know, I can see why. You know, there's everybody's seen the evidence of him drawing some wonky characters and stealing poses from other, you know, comics and whatnot. And, you know, the big I can't think of it all of a sudden. Captain America, like the big chest and messed up anatomy, but. When I go back and look at the old X-Forces that I was into, and yeah, there was a lot of copycat characters, you know, everybody looked like Wolverine and this and that, but there was definitely some original ideas there. I mean, Shatterstar to me was a really cool character, you know. I don't remember seeing in superhero comics many characters with swords, and these had like double sword, like the double blade sword. That was pretty cool to me, and he had a cool costume. That was seemed like pretty interesting, and seemed like his story could be interesting. Cable was pretty cool, you know. There's a lot of cyborg stuff back then already, but you know, he was a little bit different because he was older, and he had the eye, and I don't know, maybe that was a total copy from, you know, Transformers, Terminator or whatever. But anyways, I'm going on a huge long tangent here. The point is, I love comics, I love art. I still love these old guys like McFarlane and Liefeld. But I do respect people who are much more disciplined in getting the anatomy right. And I mean, I love all kinds of stuff. Like Kevin Cross from ArtStoryPodcast.com. He talks about his cartoon modern style that he's getting into, trying to do that. And it's a more cartoony style. And, you know, I love that too, just as much as I would love something that's over-rendered and over-detailed, like maybe some of his older work. Which I also love that style also, but, you know, I really have a very broad, sense of I don't know, taste, I guess, with art. So, anyways, I don't know why I'm even going into all this, but, just a little background, I guess, of where I'm at with art and, you know, where I came from. What I did want to talk about is this podcast, what it's going to be is it's kind of going to be like a microcast, like a journal type of thing, at least for now. I'm going to just probably record most of them in my car, driving or whatever, you know, and I'll try to keep it safe here. But just because I have no time, I have two jobs, and I'm trying, when I'm not working at my jobs, and I'm not, like, chowing down food to stay alive and hanging out with my wife, every other minute that I have, I'm using to work on art projects and music projects and things like that. And right now I'm working on the mini comics challenge for the Art and Story Supreme mini comics dump truck challenge. So I'm working on my first comic, the mini comic. It's called Glyph. It's a character who's basically a graffiti artist, and he runs into some issues when he goes out to do some graffiti in the subways. And it's a pretty simple concept for this first mini comic. It may grow, we'll see. But the point that I was making is, you know, this podcast is going to be like a kind of a journal, and it may vary in length. It may be more robust eventually. It may have, you know, at times I might have interviews, whatever. I don't even know where it's going to go. We're gonna grow as we go, as my buddy Charlie Harper says in the Sketchbook Podcast, which is another cool, awesome podcast that I listen to, and I don't know what the URL is. It's probably sketchbookpodcast.com, but that's a new one with him and Jonathan Rector, and wow, man, if you like art podcasts, go check that out. It's, in my opinion, it's scratching an itch that some of the other art podcasts just haven't scratched yet. Even though I love all these other ones so much, I'm just a huge fan of all these podcasts. Especially Art and Story Podcast has always been a real, obviously, big favorite of mine. Because I talk about it constantly. And all my blogs probably link to it. All my blog posts. And this podcast, if I could ever get to the point of it, is it's going to be called, as you may know by now, the Escape Artist Podcast. And what it is it's going to journal my escape from doing these, you know, two manual labor jobs that, you know, I like to a certain extent, but pretty much I'm basically miserable. Not really miserable, but it's not what I was meant to do. I don't do great at these jobs. You know, I do as good as I can. I try as hard as I can to do a good job, you know. And but it's obvious that I was meant for, you know, doing some illustration work and things like that. That's the stuff that comes somewhat easy to me. I mean, as easy as art is, you know, everybody's got to practice at it a lot. I don't care how good you, how talented you are or whatever. But that's what I love. That's my passion. That's what comes a little easier to me than just some of this manual labor stuff and delivering things. And as easy as that sounds, I don't somehow don't have a huge success in it. I don't know. I'm not passionate about it, I suppose. But anyways. So yeah, that's what this, it's kind of, you know, the Escape Artist Podcast. Art for many people is an escape, just to do it, just to make music or to draw or, you know, play an instrument or do anything creative. For a lot of people it's therapy, for a lot of people it's an escape. For people who are entertained by it, who, you know, watch movies and listen to music and which are also the artists, a lot of times it's an escape for them as well. You know, life is hard, you know, work is hard, everything, a lot of things in life aren't, you know, peaches and cream, but, you know, that's why the arts are so important. You know, they calm the savage beast, as the quote, I suppose, goes. I don't really know exactly where that came from, but it's true. You know, it really calms you, and that actually leads into that'll lead into the topic I want to talk about today. And also, so there's two meanings there, and there's a third meaning also, which was the first one I kind of came up with, was, you know, it's gonna journal my escape from the type of work that doesn't fit me so well to the type of work that does fit me much better. Something creative, whatever it is. I'm not sure if I'm gonna, you know, what I'm gonna do exactly yet, but that's what you're gonna find out. You know, that, you know, I hope that you enjoy coming on the journey with me and seeing how I figure this out, because I've been trying to figure it out for a while. I've put out albums, I've put out, you know, art projects and stuff like that, and I'm not quite sure which direction, because as much as the little success I have had, and how much I've more enjoyed the process doing it and creating it than actually the amount of sales I get or whatever, you know. Or, you know, it's not easy to market this stuff. That's another big issue, is marketing is a very big part of getting your art out and your music out. And that's one thing that artists, I think, a lot of times have a hard time with. You know, they just want to sit in their room and do the art. I know that's how I feel. But unfortunately, that doing the art, creating it, is only a small percentage of being successful with it. You probably have to spend a lot more time actually marketing, or, you know, pounding on doors trying to get illustration work, than you actually have to spend doing the art. And that's tough when you want to do a good job on the art, and it takes a while to do that also. So, you know, that's what this podcast is going to be about, my journey trying to break down the walls, as Kevin Cross and Joshua Kimball from another podcast. You'll see, I mention a lot of podcasts I'll be mentioning on this, which is the Big Illustration Party Time podcast, which, you know, Google that and you can find it. I'll try to put all these links in the show notes. Unfortunately, I don't have everything memorized, all these URLs memorized. Luckily, I have a lot of them, though, because I listen to them all the time, and they always talk about the URLs. So speaking about podcasts and all that, that leads into the topic I want to talk about, which is finding your own voice, basically. Having your own vision. I have a hard time because, like I said, I want to do everything. You know, anything creative comes along, I want to throw my hand in it and see what I can do with it. You know, I want to make little clay figurines. I want to make animation. I want to make music albums. I want to make comic books. I want to make children's books. You know, it seems like everything that comes up, I want to do it. And I'm only one person. And I have two daytime jobs. And I can't do it all. In fact, I can only do a little tiny bit of it. So, you know, there's that. That's a big distraction. Every time something new comes along, it seems like I go out, buy the supplies, and try to start it. And I have a lot of false starts. And never see many things through. I've seen a few things through. I got like two or three, four albums in the bag. This comic book will be seen through. I'm determined. 30 days character design challenge I did in, what was that, November, we did that, and I saw that through, so I'm learning how to see things through much more later in my life than I had when I was younger. And so that's a plus, that's a positive. But the distractions still come, and you know, a lot of these things take more time than they really should. So that's one thing. Also, podcasts, like I said, that's part of it. I listen to a lot of podcasts because, hey, I'm at work or commuting to and from work about 12 hours a day, and I have opportunities to listen to podcasts because I do some driving for one of the jobs, and for the other job, I do janitorial work, which I don't really need to. I can have headphones in, so I listen to a lot of podcasts. I went through almost a whole year of only listening to podcasts and almost no music, which was weird for me because I used to listen to music constantly. I finally got back into listening to music more. So all these podcasts, I listen to art podcasts, a lot of these marketing gurus and stuff like that. I try to find the good ones that aren't, you know, pulling my leg too much. That are giving a lot of good info out. I listen to some of them. I also listen to music podcasts. I also listen to, there's a podcast called Podcast Answer Man Podcast. At podcastanswerman.com. That's Cliff Ravenscraft. He's got a whole network of podcasts. I think he does like, I don't know, 20 or so podcasts a week, and I only listen to that one. I haven't listened to it in a while, but he, if you need any information, if you want to do podcasts and stuff, he's the guy to go to, and he makes a living off of podcasting, and it's, his story is actually very interesting, and I would definitely recommend him to a lot of people. But I can't think of what else, but I listen to, like I said, a lot of art podcasts and a lot of different podcasts, and they all have awesome ideas. And you know, like I said, every time these ideas come up, I want to do it. Just with art and story, I mean, they've inspired me to do so many different things. Animation, comic books. I've always wanted to do comic books though, so I'm glad that I'm actually finally getting to that. You know, they talk about starting up events and, you know, having drink and draw nights, or, you know, drawing illustration clubs and stuff like that. Different tools. I go out and buy, you know, tools that they suggest, and you know, there's a lot of ideas, and I tend to go back and forth and never actually accomplish anything. So what I found lately is on my blog and stuff, you know, I'm also trying to cultivate a community, cultivate, you know, my own web presence, I suppose, with podcasts, with, you know, my blog, with different sites like DeviantArt, and, you know, just different forums, Twitter. I'm big on Twitter. Facebook, not so much. I'm coming to hate Facebook more and more each day. I would like to delete the account if I could, but all my music friends seem to be on Facebook, and all my art friends seem to be on Twitter, so I can't really neglect my music friends. And I really don't want to do that. I love connecting with everybody. So, you know, I'm trying to find kind of my voice. You know, basically, let's see, Paper Wings Podcast, there's another one. They suggested that what you want to do when finding your voice is basically be who you are, but amplified, you know? Be true to yourself, but amplify that a little bit, you know? Make it a little more exaggerated. And that's kind of how you'll stand out. That's how you'll make your mark. And I agree with that. That makes a lot of sense. So I'm trying to do that, you know. But at the same time, I have very limited time. So a lot of times my blog posts and stuff become, you know, just little quick posts with a picture and like a paragraph or less. But I'm trying to do, you know, 2 posts a week on Tuesday and Thursday. So I almost missed yesterday. Totally did not want to do a post yesterday. I was like, man, I've been doing this for almost a month now, keeping at it, and if I miss one day, I'm probably gonna just keep missing days. And I can't do that, so I took like 5-10 minutes to get that post up, and there's actually a bit of content there, so I'm glad that I did that. I'm going to try to keep at the blog posts. But the problem is when you have all these voices in your head and you're listening to podcasts all the time, you kind of can lose focus, and it's like you have a hard time finding your own voice, I guess, because, you know, there's all these voices in your head. Meaning listening to podcasts, not, you know, psychotic situations. But, you know, what I've been learning lately to do, and this is going to be just a nugget because I actually have to stop recording now in a minute. But, you know, what I've been finding is I've been turning the, you know, not trying to find podcasts to, you know, fill up every second of my listening time. I've been trying to turn them off sometimes and just chill out, you know, let some of these ideas kind of marinate, cultivate them. And music, listening to music again has kind of brought me back to my roots. And just listening to it helps me, like, it's almost meditative sometimes, you know. I'll listen to music and that's when a lot of ideas will start flowing. And I can focus a little better. So, you know, turn off some of the voices and, you know, I'm not saying don't listen to these podcasts, but I tend to, if I don't have podcasts every single day, like multiple podcasts every single day, which even as many as I do listen to, they run out, I start to panic and I try to find more. But, you know, it gets overwhelming. All the things that they suggest and stuff. So, I mean, I'm listening to almost all the pertinent, you know, art podcasts, you know, that are out that I've found so far. And, you know, I still have plenty of time to find my own voice and find my own vision. Because a lot of these podcasts don't even update on a regular basis. So that's, you know, gives me plenty of time. Which, if you are doing podcasts, I highly recommend, more than anything, more than trying to figure out how you're going to do it, more than trying to figure out how long, do it on a regular basis. I'd love to do this one once a week, and I'm going to try to do that once a week. And like I said, I do have to get going, but that's my little nugget, you know, turn off some of the voices, or at least don't fill up every second with those voices. You know, take time to sketch in your sketchbook or write lyrics if you're a hip-hop artist or you know, musician or whatever. Play on your guitar, you know, whatever. Take time to just listen to music. You know, try to find something that turns off the voices for a little while and find your own vision. And I think you'll have more success if you and more ability to focus if you turn off some of those voices. So, welcome to the Escape Artist Podcast. This is the first episode, and I hope it's the first of many more to come in the weeks ahead. So, you know, please come by plexhop.com, and you can get all the links to my Twitter. My Twitter is Marshall Plex, Marshall with two L's, P-L-E-X, and come connect with me. And that's about it, man. Thanks for hanging out with me, and I will talk to you hopefully next week. God bless. Peace out.